The following program is sponsored by Kit Fox Communications. From the entertainment capital of the world, this is Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight.
This is Carolyn Fox welcoming you to Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. Tonight we have two fabulous guests, both of them Russians. And since Musik ist international, you'll hear from some other foreign nationals tonight. We're going to get started with some music from Marina V. This is Unbalanced.
With a purpose I can't concentrate, I stay up late. I forget about my coffee and I wanna know why I'm lying here and my mind is racing. I gotta find some peace.
Studio with us, Marina V. Yes, she's born in Moscow. She is a Russian. You will make no mistake about that. However, she's also a Southern California girl now. So how did you make that tradition? How did you make that transition? How did you come from being obviously Moscow? I mean, it's a big city, but it's very cosmopolitan, but it's very Russian.
Of course.
To Southern California and hanging out here.
Well, I originally came to America when I was 15 years old, and I lived in Illinois for a little while. I went to high school there. I won a scholarship by American government to study in America. And I came back to America, and as soon as I graduated from university in Illinois, I moved immediately to California. And when I traveled before and I visited California, it felt, I can't quite explain it, but for those people who love California as much as I do, you know what I'm talking about. It just, you can travel the whole world, but living, I love Southern California. It makes me just happy. It's my home now.
That's great.
I'm a Whole Foods and Trader Joe's goer. I call myself half yuppie, half hippie.
Well, that sounds like you have definitely become part of our culture. There's no doubt. You know, Trader Joe's and Whole Foods.
I just need to color my hair more blonde to have a kind of the sun bleached thing going. And that's probably the last step.
Well, the red looks awfully good on you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Did you always want to be a singer? Did you know when you were a child that you wanted to sing?
My mom says that I was singing before I even learned how to talk.
Wow.
And I don't even remember a day of my life when I either wasn't singing or when I wasn't coming up with music in my head. I've always had music in my head. I remember when I was like 3 or 4, I asked my mom, you know, about her music in her head. She said, "What music?" I never have that. And I thought it was just everybody had music in their head. And I've always been writing songs and pieces. I can't even explain it. So it was like that since I was very little. But because I grew up in Russia and I grew up in the very middle of the Soviet Union collapse, things were very difficult. And specifically, most people in Russia lost their savings. So almost overnight, people were broke and we barely had enough to eat. I mean, I never starved, but we came so close that Americans were sending school children spam. That was humanitarian aid for us. So things were not, you know, I'm not really complaining. I'm just saying that's how it was. And I'm kind of happy I was part of that growing up because it made me appreciate everything so much more. I think if I had everything when I was growing up, maybe I'd be a spoiled little brat by now. But anyway, so during those times in Russia, you couldn't even think, I'm going to be a singer. You just don't think. When things are so difficult, you just think, okay, how am I going to survive? What am I going to do? What kind of job I'm going to get? So when I was a kid, I thought I'll be a psychologist like my mom. I would go get, you know, myself a PhD and and work, you know, do something like that.
Well, it's a really different kind of, and your father was quite distinguished educationally as well, right?
Yeah, he's a nuclear physicist. He does some secretive work for the government. His job actually includes nuclear safety. So
important issues.
Kind of like the Homer Simpson job.
So is he Homer Simpson in the U.S. or is he Homer Simpson in Russia?
No, actually, I'm just kidding, but it is funny, but no, he's not at all like that.
So, 15, you left the Soviet Union and came here.
Well, it was already Russia. It was already in the 90s. So,
okay.
Yeah, and I won. It was a big competition going on for all the school kids to apply to study in the United States for a year. And all expenses were paid. Everything was taken care of. And I thought that kind of an experience. And I remember distinctly telling my mom, like, "Mom, I'm going to apply." But literally hundreds of thousands of kids throughout the former Soviet Union applying. I have no chance. And they were picking literally only, you know, a few. And somehow I went through the first round, the second and third. And then they called me and said, "You got it. You're going."
Fantastic.
And I remember that felt, I couldn't really believe it. Because, you know, in the mid-90s, things were very difficult in Russia. And the only things, you know, you could only dream of, let's say, going to America or, you know, England or any foreign country where things were better off at that point economically.
Yeah.
And politically as well, kind of more stable. But anyway, so it was amazing. I remember before then I watched movies like Pretty Woman and Terminator 2. They were my favorite movies. And I really thought America was going to be like that. And then I landed in a small town, Springfield, Illinois. I expected a city like in New York or Moscow or LA, but it was Springfield, which actually had a lot of beautiful sides to it. It's just I had never lived in a small town before. So anyway, I am telling you way more than you want to know.
That's all right. What was your first musical instrument? I know you play piano.
Uh-huh.
Was that
that's
your
it? That that's was it? The first? Yeah. I remember my grandma had a piano at her house when I was growing up. And she played very little, but since the very beginning, she just, and I don't remember how it happened, she was teaching me how to play the piano. And I remember I was 4 when she and I sat down and wrote our first song, like together.
Wow.
And we sang it and we played 4 hands. You know, it was really silly. And it was so cool.
What a great experience. And how young. I mean, it's obviously just in your blood. It's in your DNA. There's no question.
But I also had encouragement, loving encouragement from my grandmother specifically.
Well, and you've had encouragement since then. I understand that Sir Bob Geldof has given you an award.
It's exactly a year ago. They flew us out to London, and you know, the ceremony, we performed the song, and got the word from Bob Geldof. It was really amazing because, first of all, he's a legend, and as a humanitarian and as a musician. And secondly, it was a free trip to London. that on its own, even without that word, would have been awesome.
Never hurts.
But, you know, getting recognition from somebody like Sir Bob Geldof, and I talked to him before the presentation and a little bit afterwards, and he just had the nicest things to say about my music, and and he was funny and fun, and he made me feel very at ease. It was great. So the whole experience was incredible, and all that happened thanks to You Bloom. It's kind of a song contest. It's an international song contest, and I was one of the winners.
Another winner. A winner once again. Which song won?
You Make Me Beautiful.
Which is an interesting song. I mean, the lyrics on that song are kind of different. They start out a little dark.
They do.
And it comes to a chorus where your belief in me makes me beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, exactly. That's kind of the premise of the song. That, you know, it is amazing how when somebody really believes in us, it makes us feel like on top of the world. And kind of that's what the song is about.
Yeah, somebody else's faith.
It's amazing. It's a wind beneath my wings type thing,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Encouragement changes everything.
It is. It's absolutely incredible because I think we're all insecure in our ways and different ways, but we all kind of are like that. I mean, there are few people who are very confident of themselves, sometimes too confident, and that's annoying because sometimes I wish I could be that. That's what the song is about.
And I understand you have a new CD.
Yes.
It's My Star.
Yes, yes, yes.
And it's available on the internet now.
Yes, on marinav.com and I think in almost every digital outlet worldwide.
So it's Marina, and the last name is the initial V.
V is in Velociraptor or Victory, whichever one you prefer. marinav.com, yes.
Okay.
And I actually sign every copy that I sell on my website. I autograph and write the person's name in Russian.
Wonderful. Yeah, can you beat that?
You can't.
You can't beat that.
For me, a price of $10 plus shipping. No, but seriously, I try to keep the prices as low as I can. And I try to make it personal because more and more people are buying digital albums, which is great. But for people who want to have something to hold, it's an added little bonus of, you know, while I'm not selling billions of copies quite yet, I'm capable of personalizing each copy. And it makes it more fun for me, and I think hopefully more fun for the people.
Of course. So are you also going to be doing some gigs soon? Are you
Of course. I'm almost always performing. Performing is my true favorite thing that I do. And I try to perform really as often as I can. I'm always on tour. Right now, I'm actually recording a new album. I'm just starting to record a new, even newer than My Star. I'm always recording, but so I have a few shows in Southern California, and I have a few shows planned for the summer. So
great.
My schedule is always at marinav.com.
So check out marinav.com and see where she's going to be performing. I want to thank you so much for joining us in the studio today, Marina V.
Thank you, Carolyn.
And we're going to play another one of her tunes from her new CD, My Star. This is You Make Me Beautiful.
I can't help hearing the lies. I can't help letting them inside. These words have gotten me low and got me high. You stand and guard at my door, allowing me to be more than what they say, allowing me to be strong and live my way. You make me beautiful.
Troll and an interview with Ilya Lagutenko. The Quarter Valley Group's 40-acre equestrian facility is nestled in the hills of the Temecula wine country. We offer a facility that both you and your horse will enjoy. With complete horse care and boarding, miles of adjacent trails, two full-size arenas for training and warm-up, and a caring and knowledgeable staff. Barn and exterior stalls are available, and we offer multi-horse discounts. Horse owners with busy schedules can rest assured that their riding companions are receiving the best in equine care. The ranch is also available as a film location and for special events. For more information, call Dan Parks at 951-265-9674.
You're listening to Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. Play tomorrow's hits today. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight shines in L.A. on 1580 AM Saturday night at 1 AM, in rotation on our affiliate stations, and is always playing at cfoxrocks.com. For after-hours interviews, music, and features we can't play on the air, hit the after-hours page at cfoxrocks.com. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight brings you what's hot in Hollywood, on the air and at cfoxrocks.com.
From Moomie Troll's yet-to-be-released CD, Vladivostok, this is Fantastica.
No hesitation, secure in who I am. Everything's alright. We're in a good place from another planet. And though the night is young, a smile sunrise. And because of you, one word whispered, Fantastica, fantastic. All love is true. Time goes up together. Our galaxy, the stars I give to you. All that we dream comes true in this moment. I'll keep you warm and safe, never let you go. We'll drink the Milky Way, lurking in the shadows. An endless harmony orbits unexplored. Fantastica, fantastic, all of us true.
tonight, Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight has Ilya Lagutenko of Mumy Troll as a special guest on the phone with us tonight. For listeners who may not know, Mumy Troll is a hugely popular band in the former Soviet Union. They are the Rolling Stones of Russia, or maybe even the Beatles. Did you ever expect Ilya to become an international sensation?
To be honest, I'm still pretty modest and shy about whatever you told about me previously. I'm just thinking, oh, whom are you talking about? Because being grown up in former secret, you know, Russian Navy base in the port of Vladivostok, which is actually on Russian Pacific coast, it's like, you know, 10 hours flight from Moscow. Apparently, so not many people realizing how far we've been from actual stereotypical Russia, which everyone knows, like Moscow and St. Petersburg. We had completely different life. We had a beach. We had a bit of surfing, and we have a bit of rock and roll, which never supposed to be anyone's part of life, because only thing we could probably plan in 70s, 80s, it's like enroll to the Red Army, or I don't know, to become an engineer on some metal steel plant or whatever. But, you know, to connect your life with music, and more or with Western type of music you called evil rock and roll. It was hardly imaginable, but for some reason it became one of my biggest hobby when I was a kid. And, you know, I tried to find out some information, you know, about how to play guitars, what all this, you know, rock bands is all about. And we even tried, you know, to tune to Japanese radio, which you probably, you know, could hear a bit on our show. And I guess it plays, you know, this magic trick on me. 20 years later.
Well, I understand there was a Communist Party official who condemned Mumy Troll as being one of the most dangerous bands socially in the world.
Yeah, and they were. Actually, they did it on my university students' meeting. And obviously, I guess they didn't really know that certain student who is the head of Mumy Troll sitting in an audience. But now, well, you know, last year I've been invited, you know, to my university and said, oh, would you do a lecture, you know, for the students just to explain us your success story, tell us more about, you know, international traveling.
So full circle.
Yeah, absolutely. So you would never know whether, you know, real your Tao, your way will take you in the end.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Oh,
but
yeah.
I guess the most important thing would be, I wouldn't say chase your dreams, but I guess follow your real dreams.
I know that you've referred to what you do as musical tourism, and there's a lot of travel involved. Can you tell us about that?
I came up with this term simply because the travel in the world would be my idea of my lifestyle since day one. And, you know, as I said, I've been grown up in the port city of Vladivostok, where, you know, half of population somehow sailors, working for shipping companies and stuff. And I saw all those big ships coming in and out from the harbor. So I'd like to do, you know, I'd like to be on those ships just to do the same, whatever they're doing in the sea, you know, to see the world. And my mom said, no, enough sailors in our family. So I went to study languages, actually. I studied Chinese and English, and thought it would probably help me, you know, to make my life easier when I will start real traveling. But then when we started to tour as a band, I just realized it's much nicer and more interesting to see the world when you actually do something like playing music. And apparently I just realized, you know, the songs and your performance can really connect absolutely different people in different parts of the world, and kind of understand better each other through what you're really doing, because, you know, rock music, pop music, it's kind of universal medium, and whether people get your own style or not, it's still more or less, you know, understandable, the whole idea, the whole aspect of what you're really doing, why you're on stage. And then through the prism of those relationship of people to the music, music to the people, you kind of trying to get your own conclusions about how and what people would think, what would they be doing, for, you know, how to find a common language with them. And we've been to, you know, very different, so un-rock and roll places, like People's Republic of China or Greenland, for instance. And I would tell you, it's, you know, they've never probably heard of Beatles and Rolling Stones. And they have not heard it for a particular reason. It's like historical reasons. So they basically, you know, learn different music styles, and people still having fun, people still interested in what the hell you're doing on stage. But, you know, you kind of have to admit to yourself and be really sure of what you're exactly doing, just to explain people that you're completely honest.
Well, and that you're not part of the evil Soviet Empire.
Yeah, it is. And more, you know, I was talking about, you know, exotic places like, I don't know, China or somewhere quite far. But, you know, talking about United States, I remember once we played in San Francisco for a local radio show, you know, one of those morning shows when, you know, people from the street can drop by and see and ask you questions, mm-hmm. and listen to different kinds of performance. And this couple, I guess they were over 60, came to me and said, oh, we didn't really expect that, you know, a band from Russia would, you know, play the song, which we actually like as a song. Moreover, we still, I mean, until this day, until we meet you, you know, until we look at your faces, we still actually live Cold War stereotypes like back in, you know, 30, 40 years ago when we were, you know, requested to dig bunkers in our courtyard in case of, you know, some Russian nuclear attack. So, you know, in a moment like that, you really estimate what you're exactly doing on stage. And I said, oh, I guess it's more than just music. And then you will tell to yourself, oh, it's more than just musical tourism. It's probably the musical diplomacy.
When will the new album, Vladivostok, be available?
April 21st, I believe. It would be available online, digitally, in U.S. first. And then probably later in the year, it will be released physically in Europe. And it's not only songs we I'd like to present, it's also a few videos, mainly being done by members of a band. So, because, you know, to be honest, I don't believe in big budget industry videos anymore. So I guess it's more personal approach, like, you know, you do everything yourself. It's more appealing these days.
Mm-hmm. Well, and if anybody wants to see you in person, get that personal, see you live, I understand you're going to be at the
Live
Viper
dates
room.
In U.S., actually we have a few dates in row already. There's some showcases coming up in Los Angeles on March 24th, San Diego the next day, March 25th, and then we're going to do a show in New York City. I guess it's Highline, which is April the 3rd.
I want to thank you so much for being our guest here on Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. We're going to play out with another one of your tunes.
This is Not Tomorrow.
put you on your favorite gown. Prepare for moonlit dances, graceful bows, sweet kisses, starry skies, ocean breeze. Not tonight, you're right. Not tomorrow, sun will shine for free. Could I miss you more? Not tonight, you're right. Not tomorrow, sun will shine for free. Could I miss you more? Wow. The flame, lock the light. Not tonight, you're right. Not tomorrow, sun will shine for free. Could I miss you more? Not tonight, you're right. Not tomorrow, sun will shine for free. Could I miss you more? Wow, wow, wow.
Brings us some rock from Spain. Since 1989, Advanced Electric has provided superior service, accurate estimates, reasonable prices, and a personal guarantee of your full satisfaction. Advanced Electric has received a Super Service Award on Angie's List every year for the past 5 years, top ratings from the Better Business Bureau, and is fully licensed, bonded, and insured. No job is too small or too large for Advanced Electric. Your first choice for all electrical needs for your home and business. For a free estimate, call 818 818-999-3109. That number is 818-999-3109. Or visit www.advancedelectric.info.
You're listening to Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. Play tomorrow's hits today. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight shines in L.A. on 1580 AM Saturday night at 1 AM, in rotation on our affiliate stations, and is always playing at cfoxrocks.com. For after-hours interviews, music, and features we can't play on the air, hit the after-hours page at cfoxrocks.com. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight brings you what's hot in Hollywood, on the air and at cfoxrocks.com.
Here is Spanish rock band Stormy Monday with a track from their On the Run CD. This is Same Old Song.
Someone still believes in you. The only truth that's there is what you tell them with your eyes. It seems your eyes that don't remember that you believe your own lies. It's the same old song. Bring it on or shut your mouth. It's been such a charming face, but your emptiness betrays you. You fool no one except yourself. The only truth that's there is what you're telling with your eyes. It seems your eyes that don't remember that you leave your
Fox, and you can email me at cfoxrocks.com. Just click on the Contact Us page. You didn't think we'd leave out the US of A, did you? Here's Macy Gray with a track from her soon-to-be-released CD, Covered. This is a Kanye West tune called Love Lockdown.
I can't keep my the danger zone. How many times did I tell you fall? It finally got through, you lose. I'm not loving you where I wanted to. See, I had to go, see, I had to move. No more wasting time, you can't wait for life. We're just wasting time, where's the finish line? Baby, your love locked down and you lose.
British blues guitar player Matt Schofield has a wonderful new CD out called Anything But Time. Here's the title track.
I could lose my money, baby, and I wouldn't care a dime. I'll just go out and earn it again. The only thing it costs me is my time. I could lose my fine gold rings, I'd still have my two bare hands. Cause all that glitters, baby, isn't gold. There's something more important to this man. All I have don't mean that much to me. Said the time I had but didn't use. Cause anything but time is what I lose. So while the clock just keeps on ticking and the days turn into years, time marches on, there's no getting back what I wasted of the time I spent right here. My lost time has gone for good now, 'cause anything but time is what I lose. So take away my possessions, everything is mine. The only thing that I wanna keep is the ever ticking time.
Coming up next, Jack Temchin.
You're listening to Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. Play tomorrow's hits today. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight shines in L.A. on 1580 AM Saturday night at 1 AM, in rotation on our affiliate stations, and is always playing at cfoxrocks.com. For after-hours interviews, music, and features we can't play on the air, hit the After Hours page at cfoxrocks.com. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight brings you what's hot in Hollywood, on the air and at cfoxrocks.com.
You might know Jack Temchin best for having written so many of the Eagles' top hits. Here he is with a track from his CD Songs with a Latin flavor. This is Ghost at Midnight, Dancing in the Moonlight.
Ghost in the night, wearing a white dress, dancing in the moonlight. As I came down the stairs, you disappeared in thin air. A vision still haunts my heart, I see you everywhere. Across the town with the moon shining down, you appear from nowhere, dancing across the square. You're almost in my arms, and suddenly you're gone. I tried to forget you, but my love goes on.
Dancing in the moonlight,
I see you.
Baila con la luna. Dancing in the moonlight, baila con la luna. Oh, 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 oh.
Never was a girl so beautiful to see. Looking down from my window, were you dancing for me?
Dancing in the moonlight.
Every few days, I post something new to the blog at carolynfoxrocks.com. Check it out. Carla Hassett is a Brazilian girl who spends about half of her time in America. From her Quero Saber CD, this is What I'm Living For.
Like the rain on a day that's clear, in the blink of an eye, took your love, then you passed me by. Baby, where have you been all these years? You're my troubled past, coming home at last. Now I know, yeah. Say what love, that's what I'm living for. That's what I'm living for. That's what I'm living for. Between us there's no ice to break. You're the game to my game. You're the water to the fire I'm in. Still a little more give than take.
Reminding you to tune in next week at the same time for Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. We're going to play you out tonight with a tune where East meets West as Salil Bhatt joins Doug Cox on their Slide to Freedom CD. This is an old blues number with an East Indian interpretation called Beware of the Man.
A man's got to walk with his head held high. He's got to walk the talk, he's got to speak his mind. There's one kind of man you think you'd know, but beware of the man who calls you bro. Beware of the man who calls you bro. Beware of the man who calls you bro. He's a snakeskin hipster, he will court your affection. He's a smokescreen master full of lies and deception. On the stage, in his eye, he can shed a tear, as long as it helps him with his career. That's one kind of man you think you'd know, but beware of the man who calls you bro. 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 Beware of the man who calls you bro.
sings are left with burned out dreams and broken wings. They fan the fire of his wealth and fame. They're swallowed whole by the very same flames. That's one kind of man you think you'd know, but beware of the man who calls you broke.